Erevin Perek Dalet Mishnah Base 4:2. Another Mishnah very similar to the previous, discussing the consequences of being out of your tchum potentially on Shabbos, and it also involves the same 4:9 we had in the previous Mishnah, also on a boat. But this Mishnah is unrelated to the previous Mishnah altogether, meaning chronologically there's no connection between this story and the previous story. The Mishnah says, Pa'am achas, once it happened, again, no connection to the previous time, to these four Rebbeim, including Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Akiva, Lozman Azari, Rebbe Yeshua, they were on a boat. Lo nichnasu lenamal ad shechashecha. And they were arriving at port on Erev Shabbos, and they didn't arrive at port until before Shabbos came in. So therefore, they're potentially in a halachic problem of having their Shabbos come in while they're at sea, outside of the tchum of the city, meaning beyond 2,000 amos beyond the city, in which case, now they find themselves outside of the tchum where they were originally, and therefore they would be potentially trapped. According to the Bar Tanura, according to Rabbi Gamliel, if the port city were a walled city, so then it wouldn't be a problem, because you recall in the previous Mishnah we said, Rabbi Gamliel held, if you ended up being transported against your will to a closed-off area, like a walled city, then you could move throughout the walled area. So that wouldn't be a problem for him if that would be the case. But it certainly would be a problem potentially for Rabbi Akiva, who said you're stuck to the Dar Amos where you arrive. So that was the question. Had they entered in to the Tchum of the city yet or not? Amru lol Rabban Gamliel. So they asked Rabban Gamliel, Ma anu leired? Are we permitted to get off the boat? Amru lahen. So Rabban Gamliel answered to them, Mutar atem. Yes, you can. There's no restrictions whatsoever. Shekvar ha'isi mistakel. I already looked. The Gemara explains that he had a device. This device, actually, in English is called the dioptera. It's a device that is a surveying tool for measuring distance, where essentially you use a bit of trigonometry, look through a tube or through two different sights, and based on the angle, you can determine distance quite precisely. The Romans used it. Maybe I'll include some information in the WhatsApp chat below, a picture or whatever it is. So he says, I already looked through my device, and I measured the distance. V'hayinu b'socha tchum ad shlo chashecha. And I confirmed that we were already within the tchum of the city, meaning within 2,000 amos of the city, before Shabbos began. And that being the case, we have the whole city's tchum as residents of the city.